Chattanooga, Oklahoma young farmer Cody Goodnight is an optimist, and he is looking forward to using that optimism as he and his wife, Kara, will lead the Oklahoma Farm Bureau Young Farmer and Rancher Committee in the coming year. You're a leader in the Young Farmer Rancher program. How do you encourage other young farmers to keep their head high and keep plugging along?
You know, being a farmer and rancher, we're very resilient. Above all else, we really love what we do. We don't do it to get rich. We don't do it to get famous. We do it because we love what we do. We love raising the crops. We love raising the cattle and the animals. It's just a passion and a lifestyle that we all love, and that's the reason we do it. I encourage all young farmers and ranchers to be vigilant, keep persevering, and stay active in organizations like Farm Bureau and the Young Farmers Ranchers Committee, because they're the future of agriculture and the legislative needs that we need to have a voice in. So it's very important that we don't give up and don't quit the good fight, because it's important that we stay active in those groups.
So by staying active in something like the Young Farmers and Ranchers Committee, you think that helps the young people persevere?
Very much. There's tons of opportunities for young farmers and ranchers, but we have to have representation all the way from the county and the state and the national levels. They need to know what's going on the farm. They need to know what our consumers are interested in, what is hurting us, as well as what they can do to help us. So if we don't stay active and make our voice heard, someone else is going to. So if we need to be there so that it's our voice that's being heard.
As a young farmer, are you optimistic that things will get better, that there is a future for people like you in agriculture?
I think optimism is the number one requirement to be a farmer and rancher. Without optimism, what's the point of planting a crop or breeding livestock to raise a next generation? So we've continue with eternal optimism, you might say. But I think there's, if anything, this coronavirus has showed the necessary need for food agriculture in the world and how important we really are. So that's a bright spot in our industry, that people have always got to eat. They need clothes to wear and they need food for their mouths. So I'm optimistic, but I always have been, and I probably always will be in the agriculture industry.
Do you think we'll see the loss of any young farmers because of the tough economic times brought on by the pandemic and the weather?
Well, certainly. I mean, optimism's nice, and you need to have optimism, but unfortunately, optimism doesn't pay the bills. So there's no doubt about it. Just like restaurant owners that had to close up without business, there's farmers and ranchers that have to close up because of loss in cattle prices or weather-related failures that are, insurance and government assistance only goes so far. But there does come a time and point where you can't pay your loans back, or you have to make a choice of the lifestyle you want for your family, that some people will not plant another crop or will not continue in agriculture. They'll go get a job somewhere else.
Well, we're all wanting to get 2020 behind us. As we look into 2021, are you going to do anything different on your farm?
Every year is different in agriculture and in farming and ranching. If you don't learn from the next year, then you're certainly going to go out of business. And the only thing that is for certain in agriculture is next year won't be the same. So I can't tell you exactly what will be different, but we can guarantee that there will be difference in next year, and you just have to learn from the mistakes you've made as well as the good decisions you made, and try to make more good decisions than bad decisions.
And that would be more than just deciding what varieties of cotton or what varieties of wheat to plant. It would be other changes in your operation.
Oh yeah, those decisions are endless, as well as not just varieties within a crop, but how many acres of which crop to plant, as well as your marketing strategies. How much of that crop do you pre-sell forward, or how much of that crop do you leave in the open market, open for risk? There's all kinds of decisions that farmers and ranchers make every day, and many of them are very difficult decisions, and we don't know if it was a right or wrong decision unfortunately, for several months after we've made that decision.
Okay, Cody Goodnight, Chattanooga, Oklahoma.